Talking right now with Chris Moore, of course, the head football coach of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, as they get ready to take on Camanita here in week number four. And coach, as always, appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks, Jeff. Good to catch up with you again.
You bet, coach. You guys coming off a nice win last week, kind of getting things going a little bit, getting some momentum heading into this game. How big was that win for you guys last week to get ready for this one?
Huge, because, you know, the first 2 weeks we played really well and just, you know, we had one bad quarter, some mental mistakes. You know, finally we were able to put everything together. We still have mistakes, don't get me wrong there, but we were able to bounce back and recover from it. And it was just a great night, Friday night, to just get that monkey off our back.
What was practice like this week? Did you see a different energy?
Not a whole lot, just, you know, pretty even kill. Kids are focused and ready to go. We got, you know, our hands full with Cam, you know, rated second or third and some pulls. So, you know, they're excited and they're up for the challenge.
This rivalry with Cam, I'm going to call it a rivalry. There's been some big games between you guys here in these last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, they have. You know, the last 2 years have been pretty lopsided. They've pretty took it to us pretty good. Yeah, before that, yeah, we went back and forth with them. I want to say in 2020, we had a late comeback down there on their field, knocked them off. And so we're hoping for that again this year.
What do you got to do to go down there and get that?
You got to come out and play physical. They're a well-coached team, physical team, discipline, and we just got to match that play for play. And if we do that, I'm feeling pretty good.
Coach, it looks like the running game's starting to come around a little bit, not having to rely as much on Wyatt.
Yeah, and we use Wyatt a lot. He's a good kid, hard-nosed, loves the game, and just loves to compete. And so, you know, just getting him comfortable back there is the biggest thing, and we're getting there. And just, you know, Cal Colbier coming on strong receiver, Caden Parker, Ethan Bauer, and Trey Rosenbeck, those guys are stepping in well in the backfield and helping Wyatt out there too.
What will you need to do to get the run game established this week to maybe take a little pressure off of Wyatt in the pass game?
You know, just got to get that established early on in the game. You know, offensive line has been playing really well for us. You know, not great. We're still working on that. You know, just some, you know, little fundamental things we got to work on. We've been harping on them, and the kids are responding well. But we just got to get that game started, run game started early, and, you know, just impose our will on them is our goal.
Where do you feel like you can get that run game going? Is it trying to use the speed to the outside, or is that where Cam's strong? Do you have to maybe look up the middle?
We're going to have to look up the middle. They flow really well on defense. You know, we've got to, you know, do some misdirection, keep them unbalanced, and keep them, you know, hold those backers, you know, a second longer here and there. But, you know, they're a great tackling team, really flow to the ball. We have to maintain our blocks. We weren't talking that with the offensive line. You know, we got to find work. We got to, you know, keep getting up the field, finding more work, and keep pushing.
With them flowing well to the football defensively, where's the gaps in the defense in the secondary to be able to use that passing game that's been strong for you this year?
They play some zone coverage, so a lot of zone. So we're, you know, going to try to expose that the best we can. We've been working on the receivers, you know. It's kind of on them. You know, they got to be reading the defense too, just not the quarterback, and, you know, see where the guys are kind of flowing to, and then, you know, they got to cut the route off and sit down, and hopefully Wyatt can find him.
How do they match up in the secondary with Cal and Colby? You talked about those guys' ability. How does their secondary match up?
Pretty well. They got some good speed down there. They've, you know, had a good track program for several years now too, as we have. I think it's pretty even there for Friday night.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about them. You know, most people that know Cam knows, you know, Lane Speaker, now Chase, the younger brother, junior, coming along and having an outstanding year. He's carried the ball 25 times. 10 of those have gone for touchdowns. He also, of course, plays quarterback and does a nice job throwing there, completing about 55% of his passes. What does their offense look like? How much do they use him? And is he the guy you just need to kind of contain?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's not as big as Lane was, but, you know, probably comparable in speed. And obviously, like you said, he's got a good arm. You know, like everything runs through him. They want to run a lot of QB power stretch plays with him. So our kids got to be focused on him. Not a strong runner, so to speak. So, you know, we can get a hand on him. He's not going to break many tackles. We just got to make sure we make the sure tackles.
They look like in their running game, especially, that it's just a lot of big plays. They've got a lot of guys averaging, you know, 10, 12, 13 yards per carry. Is it the offensive line that's just creating creases, or are those guys just really scary once they kind of get into the open field?
In the open field, they see the field well. A lot of cutbacks you see on game film. You know, they're reading the blocks and they're always looking to cut back. So, you know, we can't over-pursue. We can't, you know, flow really hard to the ball. And, you know, we got to be disciplined on the backside and do our responsibility on that backside, staying home and not wanting to get in there and mix it up and be ready for that cutback, because that's where they've hurt a lot of teams is with that.
How do they use their pass game then off that run game?
You know, they just run, and then, you know, they just slip a pass in there. You know, most of their pass plays, they got deep routes and they're going for the home run. So we just got to be disciplined with our pass coverage. You know, we just have to have great communication on the defensive side with our linebackers and defensive backs and making sure, you know, everyone's accounted for at all times.
Coach, do you feel like you can get pressure with the D line against their offensive line when they look to pass?
Yeah, I do. I feel like we're a little bigger than them on the defense and offensive line. And hopefully, you know, that's to our advantage and we can be more physical with them.
Fourth straight game against a good program, Coach. It's fun, isn't it? I know you want to be sitting better than 1-2 right now, but these are the kind of games you guys live for, right?
Yeah, definitely. We feel like we should be 3-0 right now. And I know my wife, I chuckle. She's like, why are we playing Cam? You know, you don't get better by playing, you know, a weaker opponent. You know,
yep.
You know, our goal at the end of the season, you know, is, you know, to be towards the top of our district, and playing teams like Cam is going to get us there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up with, again, another upset down there on the road. Go get them. We appreciate it. Best of luck, and I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you Friday night for the Scoreboard Show.
Jeff, appreciate it. That's our plan, and go CRB.
Head Coach Chris Mora again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Again, they take on at Caminita coming up on Friday night.